Hi there. Welcome to another episode of the Customer-Led Groove Show, where we discuss and share the best practices and the latest trends in customer marketing, advocacy, and customer-led growth. Today's episode is brought to you by BASE, a pioneer in B2B marketing and the industry's first CLG ecosystem for customer-led marketers, sales, and product professionals. Okay, let's welcome the CLG team and today's guests.
Hi there, Scott Wilder here, and welcome to another episode of Customer-Led Groove, orchestrated by BASE and part of the CLG campus. We go international again today, second week in a row, with Natalie Barr from Temenos. Welcome, Natalie.
Hello. Thank you for having me today.
Well, actually, Natalie is based in Israel, but she's in the States today, so international is all a frame of mind. But Natalie is the head of customer advocacy, and she's an award-winning B2B digital marketer. I met her probably a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, and just really enjoyed our conversation. She has lots of pearls of information, pearls of knowledge to share today. So before we do that, Natalie, like any good podcast, tell me about your journey. Tell me about how you got to where you are today.
Sure. So I worked as a marketeer in different companies, started in small company doing quite a lot of things in marketing, as you usually do when you are in small companies. And then we've been acquired by a larger company. At the time, it was Computer Associates, CA. And from there, I started to specialize and I went into the global campaigns and developing all the demand generation engine, if you want. And this is what I've done until in one of my job, the customer advocacy program, or at the time it was only case study, was added to my remit. And from there on, I really loved that and I developed more and more around this. And today, what I'm doing at Temenos is just a customer advocacy program. So that's my entire focus for me and my team.
One thing I really like is I feel like as customer marketers, we need to be there's a lot of work to be done on analytics, metrics, and being, numbers focused. And I find that people who have demand gen in their background or marketing operations that's a really good muscle that they've developed. So it's great to hear your background and that you came from there.
That's so true what you're saying, because when we see with salespeople, they don't always value what marketeers are doing, and you need to prove what you are doing and show with metrics. So indeed, with customer advocacy, I've got tons of KPIs and metrics, and I'm not using all of them, but it's good, one, to motivate the team, and two, to be able to prove, you know, your value to the business, to the pipeline, and et cetera.
Yeah, exactly. So before we get into most of the questions today, I think it'd be really helpful to give a little background on your company and what the ideal customer profile is.
Sure. So Temenos is specialized in one thing, in the banking and the financial industry. So we provide a platform or technology for banks. It might be small banks, large banks, credit union, non-banks, fintechs. So really like the platform, the banking platform for all of this company. So this is what we do. And we're doing that already for 30 years. We are a leader of that. So we're doing that by having either software or having or being on SaaS, you know. And this is us.
So who is your ideal customer? Who are you selling to in the company?
So we are selling, as I say, to banks and non-banks, fintechs. So anyone that will need any banking technology. This is who we are selling to. We've got big names. We are really open to all the banks. So we're not saying just a big one, but it's big and it's small and it's credit union and it's central banks and fintech, payment cards, payment company. We will have financial institutions. We'll have different and all size and international. Our customers are in 150 countries. We got about 3,000 customers.
Nice. So I love the fact that you're based in Israel outside the United States. We're actually going to have a course on the CLG campus about how to think globally, act locally when you're a customer marketer. But I'd like to hear from you about what it's like working outside the United States, working with people in the United States, things like that.
Maybe I'm the wrong example for you because I feel that this is my norm. This is what I do for many years. I had when I was doing on the campaign, it was global. So I was working with colleagues all over the world. So I was based before being in Israel for the last 4 years, I was based in London. And from there, I don't want to say I was managing the world, but kind of. And so, you know, I've got colleagues and friends in every part of the world. And when you are in Europe, you start your day with Asia, continuing with Europe, finishing with America, and the West Coast is the killer always. So, yeah. So I'm quite used to that, you know, and it's different. And things are different and not always different. Sometimes when you got a program and you're doing from a global perspective, what you want to do is you want to have something that can be useful for all the region. And then you leave every region to do the final tweak and to localize it for themselves. But you start with something which can be used by most region because you want to have an economy of scale, because you want to start bringing some templates and make it easy for everyone. And also you can't, like in my case today at Temenos, I can't have a customer advocacy program that is one per region and completely different. It's one company and it's one image, one brand. So we have one for all the region. So it's quite easy. And I love to work with I love the culture. As you can hear from my accent, I'm French. I'm quite used. I've been living in different countries and I'm used to that. And I love it.
Si tu veux, nous pouvons parler français.
Ah, avec grand plaisir.
So let's talk a little bit about customer advocacy, since that's what you know you're focused on a lot. Tell us a little bit about your ambassador program or any other loyalty programs that you have.
Mm-hmm. So we have an ambassador program, as you just said. This is how we call our advocates, and so we are saying to our customers, come and join us. We make you meet your peers. You can have here an opportunity to give back to the community of leaders by sharing your experience. You can learn from others. We will have also in specific events, meetings that are dedicated to the ambassador. So they feel a little bit special into our group of customers. Our ambassador group also is not, it's open to all customers, but it's not having all the employees at a bank. So what we will have is, in general, the ambassadors will be the C-level. About 80% of our ambassadors are C-level or head of business. So that's what we will use. And the program, what it does is that you... ambassadors will participate, will take part into activities. And for any activities that they will do, and we're talking here about participating into a press release, a case study, speaking at an event, talking to the press, talking to analysts, and etc. For any of these activities, they will earn some points. And with the points, they can redeem some rewards. So this is how it works. So we're having an accountancy of all of these points.
How many ambassadors do you have, and how does the program change over time? Like, can I remain an ambassador over time?
Yes. So we have at the moment, I mean, it's changing, of course, because people are moving from one company to another and things like that. But at the moment, we are around 900 ambassadors.
One thing I've noticed about the ambassador program is you have this asset, this content on the site that talks about what is the ambassador program, how many points you need, things like mm-hmm. that. So I really like that. When you put that together, that digital asset, that PDF file, how did you think about putting it together? What kind of content do you create for the ambassadors?
So what I feel is important is to engage with them and to get them involved and to make them feel really special. So we're having on our website, as you say, this page, which is dedicated to the program to present it. We're having a brochure that goes really into details about here are all the activities that you can do, and here are the points you will be earning. It's all very transparent, and here are the rewards that you can redeem if you wish so. What we do also, we're having monthly newsletters to the ambassadors. We're having also on a yearly basis, when we're having our customer event, which is called TCF, we're having over 2,500 people between customers and partners joining us. We will have an ambassador reception there. So a reception which is dedicated only to ambassadors. So a way to say thank you, but also for them to network together. And there's nearly no salespeople at all in this room. It's only ambassadors. It's really a true networking place for them.
Sorry, go ahead.
I just wanted to add also, an important thing is also to recognize the ambassadors. So giving points and so they can redeem rewards is great. But also every year, we will recognize one ambassador and provide an award that is the Visionary Leadership Award that we give every year to one exceptional ambassador. So really important to us.
And how do they get points and what sort of rewards do you have?
So they get points by taking part in two activities, such as a press release or a case study, recording a video with us, talking to the press, to analysts, speaking at an event, doing a reference call with a prospect, you know, all of these activities. This is how they earn the points. It's very transparent of how many points they will earn by doing what, which is in the brochure. And what do they redeem? We give them a free entry pass to come to our customer event, yearly customer event. As I explained earlier, with about 2,500 people. So it's quite an important thing. So they can redeem a free entry pass. They can also redeem membership to our online training platform and some other things which are more specific to the banking industry. Like a sandbox for a specific environment, like different services session with experts and et cetera. So really things that are going to help them for their role. Plus, of course, when they will be participating into case studies, for example, or a video, et cetera, they will raise their profile and the profile of their bank in, you know, publicly. That it might be on social media or in the press or with analysts and et cetera. And this is quite an important initiative for them.
And what sort of rewards do you give them? I mean, is it like in the States, we like to say, do we give them Amazon gift cards or, you know, swag?
Yeah. So no, it's not Amazon vouchers of gift cards. It's a free entry pass for our annual conference, or it's a yearly membership for our online training platform, or it's a sandbox or a session with experts.
I really like the fact you're giving them something that can help them be more effective with your product, right?
Exactly.
Amazon gift card feels great. And, you know, I'll use that to, you know, get whatever shoes or socks I need, but to have something that can help me with the product is really valuable. Something that you and I talked about before the podcast about a month ago was how you work with the sales team and which sort of sales enablement tools you put together. And I found that really a really great conversation, really insightful, because I think, you know, one of the misses, things we don't do enough on the CLG campus, is talk about how customer marketing supports sales or how we support other parts of the organization. So can you talk a little bit about how you support sales, what sort of sales enablement tools and programs you put together?
Yeah, absolutely. So so to salespeople, what do they want? First, you need to start from there. What is their goal? What do they want? So they will need to close deal, obviously, to close deals, and therefore they will need to have referenceable customers. So they can set up a reference call with their prospect or their customers if they want to upsell. So all this reference pool of customers, this is an important thing. Now, the question is how to find it. So until now, in order to find which customers are willing to give a reference for product A or B or C, they were coming to my team and asking, I need this and I need that. So what did we do in order to make them more independent? Then we created a tool that we integrated in our CRM system, which is for us Salesforce. And it's basically a very simple tool where they can choose criteria. So like say you are a salesperson and you would like to find a reference in this region of the world for this project. You would like a bank of this size and you would like the customers to have implemented the solution in the last 2 years and et cetera. So you go on that tool, you got drop-down menus and you can choose the region, the size of the customers and et cetera. And there are many other things, the product and many other criteria. You can choose what you need and then you click search references and you will get a list of all the references that are available that you can download and et cetera. And then we help you to set up the call and put the customer in touch with the prospect.
Nice.
So this is one tool, a new tool that we have just launched, which I'm really excited about, which I think it's really great for salespeople as well for marketeers, is you always want to know, you know, when you create a PowerPoint and you're going to see your customers, or if you're a marketeer and you need to create a white paper, you might want to put a quote from a customer. Right? A testimonial from a customer saying, I've been using this and it was nice, or it impacted me this way, or something. And how do you find this? We've got plenty of press release on our website where there are quotes from customers. We've got plenty of case studies that I created, again, with quotes of customers, video that we recorded with customers. How do you find all of this quote? It's kind of nearly impossible. So we went through all of this content, extracted all the quotes, all the testimonial from the customers, put it in a tool, again, integrated on our CRM software. And so now people can go there and say, okay, I'm looking for quotes from a customer from this region, or specifically on this topic. So for example, increase efficiency or growth or open banking or anything that has to do with the banking world. And we have tagged all of these quotes, of course, against these topics. So as soon as they say what they want in with this criteria, then they click search and they will find a list of quotes where they can see what the customer said, who is this customer, his name and job title, his company, when he said it, and link where you can find the quote, you know, coming from which document, from a press release, a case study, a video, and et cetera.
So I'm a salesperson. I can go into Salesforce, do some sort of search, and find the quotes about the product.
Yeah.
Magic. I love that.
Yeah. Very easy
I want
to use.
That. Are there any other tools, processes you have in terms of being more efficient working with the sales team?
So I think an important word you just said now is processes. No one wants to talk about processes because it's a bit boring and, you know, it's, you have to follow rules and it's not fun and everyone wants always to have shortcut. But on the other hand, when you have a process and you have templates, it makes the life of everyone much easier. So we do have, if you're a salesperson and you're looking for a reference for a call with your prospect, we do have a number of steps to follow, which are very easy. We documented that with screenshot on PowerPoint. So it's very easy for anyone to know what to do. And I think that that's the key. It has to be easy. Salespeople don't want to spend time, don't have the time to try to learn things. So they need to find everything in an easy way. And having all of these templates and processes documented and easy to find, that's the key for us.
Yeah, you're giving me all these ideas for the CLG campus in terms of like a whole process section I think we need to help folks. What about working with other parts of the organization? Like as a customer marketer, somebody working on advocacy, you are leading the charge on, you know, many customer-facing activities. We talked about working with sales. What about either customer success or customer support?
So it's more like what each person needs from us and why they need to talk to a customer. So support, we don't need to talk to us like which reference or whatever. They will support the customers if they got an issue, and so they don't need us. Customer success, we do have a good relationship with them. And actually, here it's really a collaboration. Customer success are very close to a few accounts. So if we want to know more about our referenceable accounts, we'll go to them to understand more what's going on with the customers at this stage, which product do they have, what is their plan, what's their objective for next year, and et cetera. So it's a fantastic collaboration. Sorry, this is how I see it. Also, actually, the people that are requesting most our services will be salespeople, will be pre-sales when they're putting presentation together, when they're going to see prospect or customers to try to cross-sell, upsell, and marketeers when they are trying to put some campaigns together and they need to have a customer named there, or they want to invite a customer to speak at an event. So they will come to us and ask us, who can we invite? Who can we talk about? Which logo can we mention in this presentation, and et cetera, et cetera. So these are our main customers.
One question I forgot to ask you in the beginning, where does customer advocacy sit in the organization? So if you start the CEO, where are you in the organization?
So we've got the CEO. Below that, we got CMO, the Chief Marketing Officer. This is where I am. And the Chief Marketing Officer has different teams. One of the team is the ABM, Account-Based Marketing and Customer Advocacy. This is where I am.
Got it. And then I want to ask you, you know, the word customer-led growth, it's very important to us here on the campus, important to BASE. What does customer-led growth mean to you? If you had to think about what that means, what the definition might be for you.
I think that there's multiple points to this question. First of all, I will think it's a kind of customer experience. So I will talk with my ambassadors and find out, you know, what their feedback on what we offer them in terms of the program. Is there something else that you would prefer? For example, when there was the pandemic, so we couldn't have face-to-face events. So I was chatting with a few customers to find out what else could we do in order to have customers still meeting and being able to network, although it couldn't be in the physical world. And so we were finding a few ideas that we could do together. When I want to launch something new in the program, I always first chat with a few customers to test the idea, to get their feedback. How would it work, and et cetera. And I find that very valuable. The other thing also is we want to delight the customer as any company would like to. And therefore the feedback of the customer is important. But sometimes what is very interesting, and we see that at Temenos, is that customers have a specific idea, what they want to develop as a banking platform. And therefore, they want to have a new solution that we may not have on the track or not even like in the plan. So we are very open and very open for innovation. I mean, 20% of our revenues are every year invested in R&D at Temenos. So that's something that is in our DNA, is innovation. And so with some customers, we are co-developing some of the solution, and they are the first one to use it, to use the solution, and et cetera. And I think this is really super important.
I love that. It's music to my ears because I talk a lot about co-innovation, co-designing with customers. And you talked about CX, customer experience, you talked about delighting customers, but in both those, you're getting ideas from them. You're co-developing the program. So I think that's great. Mm-hmm. So just two last questions. I always like to be sensitive to everybody's time here. So is there anything that I haven't asked you today that you're like, Wilder, why didn't you ask me that?
Not sure at this stage.
Okay. Now that's great. Well, you always know where to find me if you have questions later on. And then the next thing is, in terms of your professional career, your career and your professional work, who or what has really inspired you the most or has inspired you? When I mean who, could be a coach, could be a manager, and what could be a website, a book, an event?
I think I don't have a name. Like some people will say, oh, of course, it's this person or it's this book or this film. I don't have this. But what is important to me is the learning part. And I feel that with all these years I'm working in marketing and now with the customer advocacy program, I feel that you can always learn. There's always something that is changing. So the market is changing. And you need to adapt to the new market, but also you can learn from anyone. And this is something that I like. It's maybe not the famous people, like you will say, I don't know, Steve Jobs or Bill Gates. You know, I don't have these names, but I think that you can learn from anyone in a company, that it's your colleagues, that is your peers externally. It's nice to see all the different views of people. So talk to customers, talk to peers, talk to colleagues that might be junior people who are coming with new eyes, don't know the job, but they got new ideas of, you know, how social media will work or, you know, that's very different. Talk to people who are in the job for 30 years. They got kind of a wisdom and an experience that they can share with you. And this is what I like, is to grab all of these little pearls of wisdom that I can find in anyone and with everyone. So I like that.
I really like that, especially the part about from younger people. So when I was at Intuit, they had a program where they hired people right out of college and they had put them on, inserted them in certain teams and really worked with them to provide, you know, ideas for new products and things like that. But the whole idea was innovation obviously comes from, ideas come from customers we talked about, but also the younger generation, the younger folks who just got out of school, you know, for example, on an earlier podcast, I was talking about voice, you know, my kids that are, they're not quite teenagers, but they do all their search on voice. So that has a lot of implications for future products, for example.
Yeah, true. And we do have this at Temenos. We've got the Temenos Academy. And so when young people are coming out of university, if they're accepted into this program, they go in the academy. It's in one place. Everyone comes from all around the world, come in one place for 3 months, and they are taught a lot of things on Temenos. So it might, people from product will come and teach them product. Salespeople will come, marketers will come, people from support, people from legal, people, all different function at Temenos. They will learn about everything. And then at the end, they will be dispatched in all the different function and start working there. And some people have done a brilliant career. I mean, seriously, after a year, you wouldn't think they're just coming from university. They know their stuff very well. And they have also created a bond between all of their people from the academy. It's really cool to see that. And it's an international network. So it's really very nice.
Nice. Well, Natalie, thank you for joining us today. Lots of great things here. I took lots of notes. So thank you for joining us.
Pleasure. It was great to be here with you today, Scott.
And thank you, everybody, for joining Customer Led Groove, part of the CLG campus and orchestrated by BASE. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, Amazon, and even Alexa. So just say, hey, I can't even say it here because she'll start playing. But and at the end of a lot of podcasts, people say, come and like us and all that. That's great. We love likes. We love follows. But what's really more important to us is the learning aspect. So if you listen here and find it worthwhile, just play it forward and share it with others. Thank you.
Thank you again for joining Customer Led Groove. Remember, you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and on the CLG campus. Feel free to rate us, follow us, and leave a comment on any of those platforms. We hope to see you again soon when we're back in the Customer-Led Groove.